ABC News.
Hello, David Rollins with a quick wrap of the latest news. Officials in Nepal say rescue efforts are continuing for survivors trapped in hydroelectric tunnels following the recent devastating glacial collapse and flash flooding in the Tibet-Nepal border region. Officials and rescue workers believe at least 900 people remain trapped in tunnels linked to six hydropower projects in Nepal. Two workers from a blocked tunnel have been freed 10 days after they were trapped by the flash floods. A total of at least 1,300 people have been killed in the flooding disaster, with thousands still missing, including 36 Australians. US President Donald Trump has threatened to bomb a suspected Iranian underground nuclear site, while also reiterating that Iran is finished militarily and is in dire straits economically. Washington has intensified its economic pressure on Tehran, with new sanctions targeting a Turkish bank it claims has been helping Iran. Trump also says the conflict is small potatoes and not a big thing, in defending comments made by Vice President J.D. Vance, who said the fighting between the two countries is not a war and that right now there is no active shooting. Trump also says that peace talks are proceeding with Iran, just as he said many times before. And the federal government is expected to release draft legislation next week on its proposed digital duty of care model. The reforms would create a legal obligation for online platforms to proactively identify and reduce risks of harm to their users. The government has previously indicated it wants to give Australians greater control over the content they're served online. Senior Government Minister Chris Bowen has today expressed concerns about algorithms on social media. ABC News.